It was the 9th of April 1980 in the holy city of Najaf. Electricity was cut off. A body was presented to the family, a body which was severely tortured. No funeral was allowed. No washing of the body was permitted. Only a small prayer. The prayer is conducted. The grave is located. Yet the grave is hidden. No one is allowed to know where this man would be buried. Not only this, later on his house will be demolished. Any trace of this particular individual must be removed, said the ruling government. 23 years later, the 9th of April, 2003, the same establishment who caused this particular crime, one of the worst in the 20th century, collapses. The grave of this man rises. It becomes a symbol and a shrine for the revolutionaries and those seeking justice. And his legacy lives on.